So my name is Karen A, and I go by Kaz. I live in East Ham, sort of the Central Park area, and I run Love East magazine. My daughter was living in Manor Park, and I wanted to move closer, so I found this great little house in East Ham, and I thought, yeah, it's great, I love it. When I first moved here, we used to get the Newham Mag through the letterbox, and the first time I got it, I went, oh, cool, community magazine, this is great, because lots of boroughs have those, you know, that aren't council-run, but that one is, and I soon realized that it was all about the council, and fair enough, you know, it does a job, and it's useful, but it wasn't what I was envisioning. So at that time, I was really busy with work. I worked for a small design agency. I thought, oh, I'd really like to do this, but I just didn't have time. That all kind of went pear-shaped for a lot of reasons. Then I thought, well, why not just, you know, take the plunge? I started with East Edge, and it was inspired by Love East, actually. So I did 5 editions. And then when I was doing the 5th edition, that's when Julie, the founder of Love East, had approached me and said, do you want to take it over? So I thought about it and decided yes, because if I didn't, then somebody else would, and then I'd be really annoyed. So I did, and that was, my first edition was April, May of 2018. It's an independent magazine. It's small, A5. It's distributed in shops and cafes in Newham, Hackney, Tower Hamlets, Wanstead. I'm never short of content. I have content coming out of my ears. It's the dilemma every edition of what am I not going to include, because I have to balance the advertising with the content in order to pay for it. But I really believe that content is king, you know? So my thing is content is king, design is queen, and that's how it works. You know, just by being involved in community stuff anyway, you know, I know a lot of people, and if it's something that I find interesting and I think the readers will find interesting, then, you know, I do my best to get it in there.